Welcome in, everyone, here to another week of Leash on Life here on KJN as we take a look at what's going on at the Atlantic Animal Shelter at 309 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic. And Andrea Ferrier with us, as always, here for the program, getting us information from the shelter. Andrea, welcome in once again.
Thank you. Happy New Year, everybody. It's going to be a good 2013.
Yeah, I hope so. It's been a good 2012 as well at the shelter.
And, absolutely.
We were kind of just talking a little bit before we got started here off the air about... it's been quite a few animals that we've gotten to talk about here in the short time we've started to do this.
You know, I kind of am a numbers person, so I thought I'm going to figure out just how many animals we've talked about. I figured we started doing this maybe late August, I think, is when we started doing this program regularly. And so I was looking at my paperwork, and I figured up that we have had 85 animals come through the shelter just in that time period, just since I've been doing this since late August. It's just an astonishing number when you think about that. So
yeah. That's impressive. And yeah, like you said, that's just a section of the year. So
yeah.
And the shelter's obviously been doing a lot more volume than just what we've talked about. But it's great that you have that kind of numbers and that kind of success.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 46 cats, 39 dogs. I'd really have to credit the people of this community and the show with really getting the word out there. We've had such notable instances as Buddy, which really we talked about him as Red. You remember the coonhound that was there for weeks, the old guy who had the injured paw. Come on, somebody, please adopt him. And then it turned out that his family found him after 4 weeks and he was reunited. And that's pretty exciting. And we had Chloe and her 8 puppies, you know, we got to listen to them about them growing up, and all 8 of them found homes. And I was looking on the cat side of things. At one point we had 5 cats that were rescued from a local shelter that couldn't keep them and they were going to be euthanized. All 5 of them got homes. We had a 3-legged cat named Tripod that came through that found a home. And we even had 2 cats that were adopted by one of the staff members at the wastewater treatment plant. So they're irresistible animals that we have. And I'm so grateful for the venue here to be able to tell the community about it and for the support that we've gotten from the community as well.
All right. Yeah. Well, we certainly appreciate everyone out there that, tunes an ear in here to the program each week, and then those that go down and support the shelter in whatever way that they can. Well, of course, we always have some animals to talk about, and I guess what's new on tap here this week?
That's right. These are the start for the numbers for 2013, I guess. we don't really have a whole lot of new animals. I am happy to say that Tessie, the Siamese cat, she found a home, so I'm grateful for that. We still have Sapphire, though, if you're looking for a really friendly, young, nice female cat. She's an adult, but she's a very young adult. She's pure black, except for a little patch of white on her chest, and she's got kind of yellow eyes. She's incredibly friendly. She just really wants to be with people. She just keeps reaching through the little bars on her little home there in the shelter and really wants to be petted. So she's very, very affectionate and friendly if you're looking for a good friend. And then we also have another cat. You know, we don't talk a lot about the feral cats that get brought in. Oftentimes they find homes in farms or people who don't have a lot of expectations in terms of them being companion animals, although that's not out of the question. With enough work, a lot of times feral cats, wild cats can end up being very, very loyal pets, but it's a special kind of owner that would want to take on the responsibility for a cat like this. And we have one right now, a small tan, cat that was picked up, has been wild, is wild, is very scared. So if this is, something that you think would be the right fit for you, you've been looking for a place to put a lot of love and attention, these kind of animals really do need special homes as well. So that's an option if somebody's looking for that kind of relationship.
Okay, so a couple of options there in the cat department, and we do have a couple of dogs to talk about as well.
Yep, these are our hounds. We did have one of the dogs get adopted. April got adopted, but we still have the 2 hounds. We have a Tennessee Walker hound and a blue tick hound. The Tennessee Walker is a female. Her name is Raven. She's very calm and friendly. She's kind of quiet. She's a real people pleaser. And then the blue tick hound is a male. His name is Deuce, and he's very smart and energetic. They're both young adults also, but Deuce is a real talker. He's got a really melodic voice. Maybe he'll be an opera singer, I don't know, someday. But these 2 dogs would, hounds are smart, they're funny, they've got goofy personalities. They'd make a really nice pet for a family or on a farm.
Okay, so some good options there on both sides of the coin here this week at the shelter. And if folks want to get to the shelter, where do they need to go?
Absolutely. We're at the corner of Sunnyside and 2nd there with the wastewater treatment plant. You can reach us by telephone at 712-243-2287.
All right, and the hours that they can stop by if they are going to stop?
Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 5:30, or Saturdays from 8:30 to noon.
All right. And the adoption fees are very small. It's not going to cost you a lot to adopt either a cat or a dog at the shelter. And then on top of that, we do want to remind folks that you do need to get licensing taken care of as well.
Yep. It's the time of year to do that. It's only $5. If you have a dog that resides in the city limits, the law says you have to license them. But the good news is it's only $5 if they've been spayed or neutered, $25 if they're not. Just bring cash down to the shelter along with proof of rabies vaccination, and you can get that done pretty quick.
All right, get that taken care of and stop down to see the animals at the shelter, and hopefully we can find some homes here for these four to start off 2013.
It's going to be a good year and a good start, that's right.
All right, thanks a lot, Andrea. Appreciate you coming in. That's going to do it for Leash on Life here this morning on KJN.